Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are now finished with Mark chapter 9 and now find ourselves in Mark chapter 10 in the Voice translation. We're going to be reading through verses 1 through 9, and it says this. From there, Jesus traveled to Judea and beyond the Jordan River. He taught the crowds who gathered as was his custom. Some Pharisees came to him to test him on his adherence to the law of Moses. Pharisees said, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" Jesus said, "What did Moses say to you?" The Pharisees said, "Moses permitted us to write a certificate of dismissal and divorce her." Jesus said, "Moses gave you this law as a concession because of the hardness of your hearts, but truly God created humans, male and female, in the beginning. As it is written in the Hebrew scriptures, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother to marry his wife, and the two of them will become one flesh and blood. So they are no longer two people, but one. What God has joined together in this way, no one may sever.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this beautiful passage about what does it mean to live in covenant with another person, and what is the covenant of marriage. And Lord, this is a quote back to the book of Genesis, and this leaving and cleaving is really important. And so, Lord, help us to understand. For those who are married today listening to this podcast, I pray that you would show us what it means to leave our family of origin and to cling to our spouse, that we would choose our spouse and forsake all others. Lord, I pray for those who are on the brink of divorce, who are really struggling right now, and I pray that your Spirit would work in and among the discouragement of that. Lord, I pray for a resurrection of troubled and discouraged marriages right now. But I also know the realities of this world, and even here Jesus said the hardness of heart is going to cause some breakups of marriages. I think one of the hardest things is that marriage is supposed to represent Christ's relationship with the church. And so when we have positive, good marriages, they're also a representation of what you want for us as your church. So Lord, help us not to take lightly this commitment that we've made in front of other people. But at the same time, Lord, I know we live in a fallen world, and there are some people listening to this podcast who are in broken marriages where someone is breaking another person, where someone is harming them. And Lord, I pray for discernment. I pray for rescue. I pray for help. I pray for light. I pray for life. And Lord, if there is abuse, I pray for safety. I pray that you would send people into their lives to bring safety to the one who's being harmed. Lord, I know that as the Pharisees asked this question, they were working very hard to trap you. And I love, Jesus, again, that you are talking about relationship again. And when you want to be in relationship with someone, you ask them a question. And here you ask the Pharisees, what does Moses say to you? And they are forced to answer the question. And I love that, because that's inviting conversation. It's inviting them to the table, so to speak. And so, Lord, thank you that you did that. And I pray that would serve as an example for us today as we interact with folks today, that we would love them enough to ask questions. We'd love them enough to be curious, that we'd love them enough to to have wonder about other people and to be curious about how they tick, and love them enough to draw them out. And so, Lord, thank you for the example of you doing that. Lord, I pray for those who have been affected by divorce, particularly children of divorce. I am one of a child who's been affected by three, or now I'm an adult, but at the time went through three as a child. And I know personally just how hard that is. And so, Lord, would you just be with the person who is struggling in the aftermath of that? I pray for all the children of divorce today, that you would be the father and mother that they need, that you would heal the wounds and the betrayal and the sadness that comes and the bewilderment that comes from that. Lord, that you would just really empower kids who have been broken by divorce to find you. And we lift up those kids that are in our own lives that may be experiencing that right now, and help us to be the body of Christ to them as well. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And thanks especially to those of you who are listening around the world. This just warms my heart to know that there are people all over the world listening. So thank you for that, and have an amazing almost last day of March. And I will see you tomorrow.